The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in the synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, Judas? And all his sisters were all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And he took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. Gospel of the Lord. You know, St. John Vianney, in the seminary, he studied, he saw the best, or one of the last. He failed in his Latin lessons. Usually, I'm not supposed to be ordained priest by that time, even by my time, because all our studies in philosophy and theology, all in Latin. So if you don't know Latin, you cannot study theology. The simple reason. But because of his virtues, his own personality, that the bishop ordained him priest. So he was sent to a remote area in the countryside. And you can understand in France that time, not many people going to church. But through its zeal to hear confession, gradually the people coming, even from other parishes, coming to him. According to tradition, he listened to confession 17 hours per day. That's how people were converted through this priest. And he's a diocesan priest. It's rare. Usually he's the founder of a congregation, you know, either priests or nuns become saints. So he's named patron saint of all the priests working in the parish. So pray for us also. We need to have this wisdom. Jesus shared the same fate. People ask, "Who is he?" Carpenter's son. His brothers and sisters, they know. Not high class people, not learned people. And Jesus himself didn't study in the temple. They have no degree. So they look down on him. The fate of St. Vianney. Could some people look down on him? Because by that time, many people, even they are not priests, they study Latin. Because when you study law or medicine, you have to know Latin also. You can imagine. God works through all means. So today, let's pray for all priests, and especially priests working in the parish. They need your prayer, your support. It is the mission not only for one man, the mission of the whole community, whole parish.